The brass bands, cheerleaders, screaming college students, familiar images, announcing the NCAA basketball tournament every year. The first round began yesterday. The road to the Final Four, as CBS calls it, is a seasonal bellwether, as sure as the sprouting of spring's first crocuses. And accompanying all the excitement, betting. Joining us now, Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. And Stefan, gambling on this tournament, well, it's hardly a dirty little secret. In pretty much every office in America this week, people are putting some bucks into some pool and they're picking the tournament winners. Is that correct?
They sure are. The FBI estimates that about $2.5 billion are illegally wagered on the National Collegiate Athletic Association's tournament every year, and that's from office pools, online betting, bookies, and another 100 million or so in legal bets are placed in Nevada casinos. It's the second biggest sports betting event behind the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And you can certainly say that the bulk of this stuff is harmless. $5 or $10 here. These are bets made by adults who don't routinely gamble.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a real problem in that the gambling boundaries are being pushed by people with a direct stake in the NCAA's tournament.
Well, how is that happening? And where is it happening?
Mostly through the NCAA sponsors. Some of them promote activities that anti-gambling advocates say constitute or encourage gambling. You can start at the top. CBS has this 11-year, $6 billion TV contract with the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
It also owns a piece of the CBS Sportsline website. And if you go there, you could have entered before the tournament a pool in which if you picked every game right, you were eligible to win $10 million.
Wow.
And on that website, and there are a lot of these on the web, on the CBS site alone, you've also got that they offer you software for people that want to manage their own tournament pools. You can find this all over the internet, but the question is, I think, that why does the NCAA allow its name to be associated with this stuff, particularly given the public pronouncements that it's made on gambling?
Well, what do they have to say about that?
Well, they say they have a zero-tolerance policy toward all gambling for its athletes. They've been hit by point-shaving scandals at a couple of schools in recent years. The NCAA has even sponsored federal legislation to outlaw legal betting on college sports. And now, in this case, if you go to the website, you'll see the fine print that says the NCAA opposes all sports wagering and that all this online stuff isn't intended to be used for gambling purposes. But NCAA executives also have said that filling out a bracket, as these tournament schedules are called, can encourage gambling behavior. And anti-gambling advocates say, well, if that's the case, the NCAA is being hypocritical. If they're so adamant about stamping out gambling, why do they allow themselves to be affiliated with these sorts of contests and pools? And the answer, of course, is money. CBS Sportsline needs to get people to its website, and these pools are a way to do that.
Well, there's other NCAA news. This tournament also raises the constant questions about academic standards, college sports, and you did some math, I hear, and the ideals of the student athlete does not exactly hold up for a lot of these teams.
No, it doesn't. I went to the NCAA's website and looked at the graduation rates for each of the 64 teams in the tournament, and these are numbers for the four classes that entered between 1991 and 1994, and I found that almost two-thirds of the schools had graduation rates of 50% or lower for their basketball players, and around one-third of the schools had rates of 33% or lower.
Oof.
So I did my own little tournament, Susan.
Uh-huh.
Stanford's the big winner. They're runaway, unbeatable. They have a graduation rate of 100%. But then I went to the other end, and there are three schools that had graduation rates of zero for the period.
Oh, what were they?
Oklahoma, Hawaii, and McNeese State. And I decided to award the championship to McNeese State because they had a 33% graduation rate for all of their athletes, and that was the lowest of those schools.
Oh, boy. Thank you very much, Stefan.
Thanks, Susan.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal talks to us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports.